Gemara in Masech the Brachos on Daf Yud Dalid Amud Aleph says Amar Rav Kol Anoisin L'Shalom L'Chaveri Koinim Sheyispalo. If somebody gives shalom to someone else before he davens, kilu bona boma, it's considered as if he built a boma. Shenema chidlu lachem in a adam asher neshama ba'apoy ki bama nechshav hu. Says the Gemara, Al-Tikr B'meh El-Bama. Don't give respect to a person before you daven Ta'Kadosh Baruch Hu. The Mefarshim explain, why is it considered a Bama? Why is giving Shalom considered like doing a Bama? So the Mefarshim explain that we know that during different periods of our history, the Bama was Mutter. And during other periods of our history, the Bama was Asur. So here, the person thinks he's doing a mitzvah. He's being Magdam Shalom L'Kol Adam. He's greeting someone else. But just like the Bama, in a time when Bamas are permitted, it's a mitzvah. And in a time where Bamas are not permitted, they represent an Avera. So too, greeting a person in a time when it's a mitzvah to greet the person, indeed it's a mitzvah, and in other times it's asr. And greeting a person before davening is asr. V'Shmuel Amar, Shmuel on the other hand says, B'ma chashavta l'zeh v'lo l'alaka. Why have you shown more respect to this individual than you show to Hashem? That to Hashem, you greet the person before you greet Hashem. Ask the Gemara, Masa Rosh Hashanah, we learned in our Mishnah, B'prokim Shoyim Upnei Kovid Umeshiv, that we're allowed to greet somebody before, by Krishma, I, Krishma's before Tefillah. Answers the Gemara, Tergmer of Abba, Rav Abba explains that here we are referring to a situation of Mashkim L'Pischai, where somebody's coming to your home, where you're going to his home. That's Pashup Shah in the Gemara. We'll discuss it more in a moment. When you're going to his home, there it's Asr. Our Mishnah, where you're greeting someone, is when the person came to you. The Mefarshim, the Tzlach, asks an obvious question. Why don't we say that this Gemara of not being allowed to give Shalom is referring to a situation, as the Gemara says, L'chaveroi. Here, our Mishnah is talking about Meshim Mipnei HaKovid, Mipnei HaYira, which are not just Yuchaveroi. So from here we see, point out the Paiskim, the Tzlach and other Paiskim, that there is no difference in this Halacha, whether it's an individual who is your Chaver, or even your Rebbe, it's all the same, that it's Asr. Furthermore, the Rishonim say, the Rambam says this explicitly, that this halacha is referring to a situation of before Shachris. The din that you're not allowed to give Shalom before to anyone else is Shachris, the first tefillah in the day, so we shouldn't daven Shachris, we shouldn't start greeting people before we daven Shachris. So we explain the definition of Mashkim L'Pischai means that when is there an Isser for one to greet someone else? If I'm specifically Mashkim L'Pischai and I go to his home to greet him. But if he's coming to my home, then that's fine. Furthermore, there's a Machloikus Rishonim. Some Rishonim say that only when I'm going to his home and I greet him by bowing down, is it Asr? Otherwise, it would be Mutter. The opinion of most Rishonim, and we'll cite in a moment what the Shulchan Aruch says, is when I go to his home and I say Shalom. But if I'm not going to his home, I'm just meeting him, not in his home, then I could say anything, including Shalom. And then there's the opinion of the Rashba, who learns that the Pshat is that Shalom is always Asr. Mashkim L'Pischai, I can't greet him with any words. And if I meet him in the street and it's not, and I didn't say shalom, then we could be more lenient. So let's review what the Shulchan Aruch says regarding this halacha. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Kivin Simen Pei Tes Arachayim Sif Beis. Kivin Shigia Zman Tefila, when this Zman Tefila comes, Osla Adam Lahagdam Lepesach Averoi, Litan Lai Shalom, someone shouldn't go to someone else's home to give him Shalom, Mishum Deshmoy Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shalom. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name is Shalom. Ava Mutta Lai Malai Tzafra Demari Tav, I could greet him by saying Tzafra Maratam. Furthermore, says the Shulchan Aruch, when I'm going to see something, if I'm going to greet him before tefillah, I feel zeh osher. Any loshen is osher. If I go to his home, I may not bow down. Says the Shulchan Aruch, the kriya osher, I feel below mashkin lepeskoi. I can never bow down. But if I already said brachis, ein lochish kolkach, it's not so serious. Also says the Shulchan Aruch, v'm einoy mashkin lepischoy, if I didn't go to his home, el shapoga by b'derech, I meet him on the road, mutalita in shalom, then I could be more lenient and give shalom. V'yesh oimrim, afil b'motzach haver b'shuk, I didn't go to him. L'yoymer el tzarf d'maritav, that's the Rajba's opinion, where I should never say shalom, even if I didn't go to his home. Kidei shi'itein lei, because we want the person to remember, shu's oslus ake b'dvarim acherim klal achi yispalo. So, if we review the Shulchan Aruch, quite a lengthy sif of the Shulchan Aruch is teaching us many different halachas. The first halacha, and we'll go through each one of these halachas. The first halacha is that once the Zman Tefillah comes, I can't go to someone else's home to give him Shalom, because Shalom is the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the beginning of the Shulchan Aruch, the first sif holds, Tzafra Demari Tov, I may say. What is the Zman Tefillah? So the Mishnah Berurah already says that it's from the Zman of Alois HaShachar. Once the Zman Alois HaShachar, I can't go to his home. What is the definition of going to one's home? So the Paiskim say, going to one's home doesn't mean only going to the person's house, actually. But if I go, even going, let's say he lives in my home, but he has his own room in my home, that's considered Beis Chavera. Or, let's say I'm going into the shul, and this person has a seat in the shul, and I go over to his seat, say the Paiskim, going over to specifically to his seat is also included in the Isser. If I'm walking into the shul and I'm walking to my seat, then we could be more lenient. Furthermore, says the next thing, when is this mutter? Only if I'm going for a specific purpose. But if I'm going specifically to greet him, every lashon is asur. Because to specifically go out of my way to greet a person before davening, any wording would be asur. The next halacha of the Shulchan Aruch is that I can never bow down to him. Certainly, the Shulchan Aruch says, if I'm going to his home, I'm not allowed to bow down to him, even if I'm going to his home for a specific reason. And some say, even if I'm not going to his home for a specific reason, even if I meet him on the street, I may not bow down. Then the Shulchan Aruch says, however, if I already said brachis, it's not as serious. What is the definition of brachis? So most Paiskim say that the definition of brachis is to say Birchas HaTorah, Anatilas Yadayim, Alakai Neshama, and the Birchas HaShachar. There are, the Paiskim, however, do say that if one has a minig that he always says Birchas HaShachar when he wears talis and tefillin, so brachas are considered brachas, just the Birchas HaTorah and the Tehillas Yadayim Elokai Neshama. And then the Shulchan Aruch says, if I didn't go to his home, but if I found him in the street, then I could even give shalom. But as we said earlier, the opinion, and then the Shulchan Aruch actually continues to say this, what it, that shalom we should always be strict about, never use the word shalom, because shalom is the shmoy shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And there's a machlokes, why are we so strict about shalom? Some explain, as we just said, because shalom represents the name of Hashem, and we should never say the name of Hashem before we daven. The other pshat is, because shalom represents a very high level of greeting, and greeting anyone before davening is, and with that respectful manner, is awesome. Interesting to note, there's a tshuva from the Silmas Chaim, from Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld, that Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld said, in Yoridei is Simen Kuf Lamed Beis, that since we don't really use the word shalom nowadays when we greet people, what we use nowadays is the word good morning. So therefore he says that what we have to be concerned about is the good morning. And really, the Ben Yoyada says, because it's based on a machloikis of Rav and Shmuel, because Rav says, Kol anoisin shalom l'chaveroi. So according to Rav, the issue is shalom. There's a specific inyan not to use the word shalom before we daven. Up to the point that I saw some paiskim that say that using the words shalom aleichem or saying tseischem l'shalom is already not as serious. It's the word shalom, which is the name of Hashem, that we're most concerned about. Of course, the paiskim say that, I saw this from the Shas Tshuvas Shraga HaMeir, that let's say you happen to meet a person whose name is Shalom, of course that wouldn't be a concern. But the Ben Yoyada goes on to say that according to Shmuel, who didn't focus on the word Shalom, he focused on B'mach HaShaftoi, that you shouldn't show respect. Certainly, says the Ben Yoyada, Shmuel will say that anything that shows respect, we have to be strict about. However, the Paiskim say that there are a number of situations where we can be more lenient. One subject that many Paiskim say, and again, it's important to point out, that wherever possible, we should try to avoid two things. One, going to greet somebody, going to his home. And this other thing, which is obviously easier to avoid, not to use the word shalom. So the Kaf HaChaim, interestingly, says that sending a gift to someone is also in the category of greeting someone, and therefore would be usur. The Shalos Tshuvos B'Tzel HaChochma, Chelek Hei Simen Ayin, however, says that let's say somebody's parents are going off on a trip and their plane is leaving early in the morning before you davened. Since it's an issue of kibbut of the aim, you are allowed to go greet the person. You are allowed to go say goodbye to your parents in a respectful manner. Again, try avoid using the word shalom. If you could do it, the Shalos Tshuvos Oz Nidbru says, if you could do it by telephone rather than going in person, so you avoid the problem of hamashkim lepischoi, and therefore hamashkim lepischoi is something that you want to try to avoid if possible. Furthermore, I saw interesting machlokes. What about going to be menachem ovel someone before you davened? That it seems Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach took a more lenient approach. Rav Chaim Kanievsky says that unless you have no choice, you should try to avoid being Menachem Ovel before davening. Similarly, in many communities, there's a minig on the Shabbos of Oifrif of a Chosin, the family and friends go to the Chosin's home to bring him to shul. So there too, the Paiskim take a more lenient approach because they say that you're doing it just to greet your friend. Reading a newspaper, interestingly enough, it would seem that it should certainly be usur. Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach says that if you just quickly leaf through a newspaper, not really sit down to read the newspaper, it would be, according to Shlomo Zalman Orbach, we could perhaps be a little more lenient. However, I do have to say that the Kaf Hayosher says, "Balichosoy lebeis haKnesses, when one goes to shul, yira lemat b'dimuroy diburei choil im chaveroy, he should try not to speak to anybody anything besides about davening, not even with your friend. V'kolshkein imish achra shuhu shloy letzorich, don't speak to someone else, to somebody, words that aren't really necessary to say now. Possess gula on the floor." He ends off, but somebody who does this and is careful not to talk other things before davening, zug segula on the floor, she kabla Hashem rachma tfilosai. It's a segula that his tfilos will be heard. Agamara continues to say, Amrab Yonib Amrab Zera, Kola Isat Rah Khafatza of Kaidim Shi Spalo. If anyone does business before he davens, Kilu Bana Bama. Amrab Ma Marta, Amluloi Osa Elamina, Ukrav Avin Bar of Oven, Damarav Idi Bar Oven, Amrab Yitzchik Bar Ashion, Oslo Odom Lasas Khafetz of Kaidim Shi Spalo. A person may not take care of his own needs before he davens. Shinema Tzedek Lefonov Yahalech. A person should first take care of tzedek, first take care of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then he could do his own needs. A very interesting pshat from the Gra in the Sefer Ein Aliyahu. He quotes the Chayvas Halvavas. He says that the pasuk says, "Leman yivarecha Hashem alekecha b'chol masecha ashatasa." The why that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, why when we work, do we be'ezer Hashem see hatzlocha, see success in our work, is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us that we should work in order to make a panasa. Says the Chayvus Halvavus that it turns out that we're working because it's a mitzvah to work. Hashem told us to work. But Hashem who told us that we should go to work to earn a living, that very same Hashem said that work in order that when it comes to the time of tefillah, before we daven, we have no heter, we have no right to work. And therefore the Gemara says, "Oslo la'odam lasas chafetzov kanu shispal," you're not allowed to work, because you need a heter to work, and that heter doesn't apply before you have davened. The Mefarshim debate. How to understand this Gemara? What is this Gemara speaking about? It's certainly speaking about not doing any work. We'll soon speak about different situations that may be permitted, but it's not permitted to do any work before one davens. But the Mefarshim debate, does this halacha also apply regarding taking a trip, going on a trip before one davens? Many Mefarshim are of the opinion that this Gemara is also speaking about taking a trip. In fact, the Mefarshim point out, the Paiskim point out, when it comes to taking a trip, there are actually two issues at hand. One issue is that don't take the trip, first you have to daven. And the second point that the Gemara is trying to make, that besides not taking a trip because you shouldn't do anything before you daven, there's also a concern that one will be on the trip and he won't be able to daven properly. He won't have a minyan. He's on the road. And as the Shaul Satshuvah Shevet Alevi points out, that if the concern of taking a trip is because we're concerned about him not being able to daven properly, then that halacha isn't necessarily only said by Shachris. We said before that the Isser of saying Shalom is only by Shachris. The Rambam says it, and the Paiskim Paskin like the Rambam. Probably, if there's an Isser to do work, it's only by shachris as well. But if the isser is because we're concerned that by taking a trip, you're not going to daven, then that would apply to mincha ma'ariv as well. But it's very interesting to point out, and Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach in the Halicha Shlomo makes this point. The previous halacha, the one is not allowed to greet someone until he davens, means that until you daven, you're not allowed to greet anyone. There's no heter. And if you daven late, even if you get up early in the morning, but for whatever reason you're davening shachris late, and in fact there's an issue, what is better, to daven b'yichidus early, or to, if you have to work, or to work and daven later, because we quoted in an earlier shir the Bir Halacha and the Ber Hetev, who say when it comes to eating, one should rather daven b'yichidus if in order to avoid eating before davening. And there are many places that say the same goes regarding working. There are others that take a more lenient approach regarding working. And their approach is that when it comes to work, as long as you have a minyan kavua that you know you're going to daven by, you could be more lenient. And that leniency could be explained in two ways. One is that if you have a minyan kavua, you could do something before davening. Nobody's required to sit around idle. In other words, saying shalom, explains the Halicha Shloima, is a disrespect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How am I saying shalom before I said shalom to Hashem? Especially since shalom is the name of Hashem. But doing nothing is not the right way. So if you have a minyan, then you could be more lenient. And secondly, both Rav Shlomo Zalman and Rav Vosner say that if somebody is taking a very short trip and there's no concern that he's therefore going to miss davening because of his trip, we certainly could be lenient when it comes to mincha ma'ariv. And just to read the words of the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Pei Tes Sif Gimel, Osloi la'odim l'asik b'tzrochov, oleiluch l'derech achi yispal tefilish menesrei. One may not do any work or take a trip until he davens Shemoneh Esrei. V'yesh makilim, and there are those that are more lenient. Lachashav amr mikzas brachas kodim shamr baruch shamr v'tayv l'hachman b'zeh. So the Shulchan Aruch says that if you shouldn't do anything before you daven. However, the Ramah says at least if you have to do something, you should say brachas. There are a number of heterim that the Mefarshim point out. And they really all evolve around the wording of our Gemara. Because our Gemara uses the words osa l'asek b'tzrochav. That means your own tzrochav are osa. But if they're tzorche shemayim, we could be more lenient. And therefore, the Paiskim say, if you need to go shopping, l'kavod Shabbos, and you're afraid that if you're going to wait till after davening, what you need to buy, l'kavod Shabbos, won't be there, it's mutter. Or, if you need to buy food, say the Paiskim, so your children, to make lunch for your children, to take to yeshiva, that's mutter. Another heter is the Shals of Chuvas River Ephraim says that if you do exercise every morning, that's mutter, because you're doing the exercise in order to be healthy. I saw from Shlomo Zalman Orbach a beautiful heter. He says, let's say someone is helping at home because his wife needs his help before he goes off to shul. So that also is mutter, because there's no bigger mitzvah than to be nice to your wife, than to help your wife out. And therefore, that's mutter. Taking a shower, the Paiskim say, is mutter before davening. Again, because that's not considered chafetzov. That's not considered. There's two heterim. There's one heter is that you're not really doing something that's considered real work. And it's also part of not chafetzov. You want to come to shul neat and clean. But what happens if you have a business and you have a grocery store, for example, and the time that you have customers is early in the morning. And if you're going to wait till you go to shul, especially if you live in a community where the minyanim are late, it's going to be too late till you open your store. So many paiskim follow the rule of davar ha'avid. And whatever is considered a davar ha'avid when it comes to chol hamoed would also be considered a davar ha'avid here. And again, because the paiskim take a very interesting approach, the Shalas HaTshuvas Chaya HaLevi, Chela Gimel Simen Vav, takes this approach. If we keep on saying that the Chafotzov is also, but if it's Cheftzei Shemayim, it's Mutter, earning a Panosa is also Cheftzei Shemayim. Because what is a Jew earning a Panosa for? A Jew is earning a Panosa in order that he should have the means to live a Torah life. And therefore, if he has no choice, the halach is that it's considered like a Dover Ovid. Of course, it should only be done with a heter from a Rav. And of course, as we just said, as the Rama just said, of course, say Birchas HaTorah, and if possible, Birchas HaShachar, and if there's an issue with Zman Krishma, that all should be said before you open your shop, even though you're opening it before you have to go to Davin. Another point regarding taking a trip. If you're going, in general, the Paiskim say that to collect stocker before davening is mutter. Again, it's not chafotzov, it's cheftzi shemayim. And if you're going to wait till daven and then only collect stocker, then you're going to miss many minyanim in the neighborhood. So then it's mutter. If somebody's taking a business trip, so certainly if he's taking a business trip for a purpose of cheftzi shemayim, to teach Torah, to collect tzedakah, or even the Paiskim say, if he's traveling, and in the place that he's going to travel, he's going to find a better minyan, we could be more makel. There are Paiskim that take even a more interesting approach, and they say that if somebody's traveling on a business trip, so as we just said a moment ago, earning a living is considered a mitzvah. And therefore, we could, if there's a concern that if you're not going to take that flight, there's a flight that you could take, but that flight leaves before davening, and you have no other choice, we could take a more lenient approach and take the trip before davening and daven after you arrive. Of course, we have to be concerned about the Zman Tefillah. As we conclude our shir, I need to repeat a tshuva that I saw from the Klozmer Rebbe in the Shalos HaTshuvos Divrei Yatziv, Chelek Aleph Simen Nun Tes. There's a shaila and tshuva over there written to Shoichtim. Typically, slaughterhouses open very early in the morning. And the shaila that was asked to Klozmer Rebbe is, could the Shoichtim, where we also can make an argument, are doing Cheftzei Shemayim, should allow to do Shechita and daven after they've done the Shechita. And the Klozmer Rebbe says that even it means davening a more bridge type of davening, davening a quick davening, daven your quick davening, but daven first thing in the morning. And he quotes a sefer called Gan Derech Moshe. It's interesting, in the footnotes in that Shuvah, the person who was compiling the Klozmer Rebbe Tshuvas says that the Klozmer Rebbe, when he quoted the Sefer Gan Derech Moshe, remembered what the Sefer said, which we're going to say in a moment, even though he hadn't seen the Sefer in 30 years. And he says a very interesting story. He says there were butchers in Shoichtim who began shechting very early in the morning, and before they davened, and they were constantly finding problems with the animals, all sorts of shilas on the kashrus of the animals, and most of the animals were determined to be treif. And afterwards, they started being careful to first daven and then do the shechita. And interestingly enough, all the animals afterwards were kosher. Again, because what we're supposed to do the first thing in the day, if at all possible, try to avoid Haterim, but daven first, don't greet people, certainly not by saying the word Shalom, certainly not to go specifically to greet someone, certainly to try to avoid taking a trip unless absolutely necessary, and certainly not to do any work unless absolutely necessary before davening. Of course, I saw from the Divrei Chaim, never at the expense of offending someone. So let's say you're very careful, as we've been saying in our shiur, not to greet anyone before davening, and you're standing in shul, and someone comes over to you and greets you, and you didn't initiate it. And if you're going to ignore the person, it will cause animosity. Why is this person ignoring me? So certainly we've learned enough haterim in our shiur, where you didn't use the word, if you don't use the word shalom, or you don't use a regular greeting that you normally would, and you haven't gone to meet that person has come to see you. The purpose and of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from us is that we should have Shalom amongst us. As we've been saying, Shalom is the name of Hashem. More important that we should say, live in good terms with our friends and colleagues and neighbors than to try to be overly from when not necessary.